Brett Tanner's with us, who is literally seconds away from being a grandpapa. How are you, sir?
Congratulations, yes.
Thanks. Yeah, we're excited.
Is this your first one?
This is our fourth, actually.
What?
Yeah, it will be two boys, two girls when this is all done today. So that's awesome.
Well, Mazel.
Yeah, you said it was a C-section, so obviously that is not elective surgery.
not when he's a week past due date. So
it's funny because you told us that a minute before the break ended, and I'm always fascinated. Because of the scheduling of a C-section, it's so weird. It's like in your daytime or wherever on your calendar program, it says April 21st, baby. And it fascinates. So you said the section was, or the operation was scheduled for like now?
Yeah, this morning she goes in at 7:30, so 3 minutes ago. And depending on their schedule, sometime this morning they'll get at it, and we'll have another granddaughter. So it's exciting. We won't be able to see her for a month or two, but
Ooh, that will be very, very tough to take. Wow, I'm a bit jealous though. Now you get to enjoy four little people, because I sure enjoy my two. So much fun. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's amazing, Brett. Brett got a hold of us yesterday because, of course, we're huge supporters of the Chamber Plan. I've talked so much about how it worked for me in the travel benefits program. But just for you small business people, we've talked about the stability and how pooling works, etc. But Brett has an announcement that's very interesting. If you're part of this plan, a way to kind of make things a bit easier for all of us during this time. Brett, what is it?
Well, we're really excited because the Chamber Plan is a nonprofit, and obviously claims are down because people are having, you know, they're not able to access dentists and some of the paramedical practitioners. So the Chamber Plan is going to credit all firms 50% of their April dental premium and 10% of their April extended health premium retroactively. And that includes firms that have suspended their benefits for May 1. They'll still get the credit. So we think that's awesome and really going to sort of help some of the small business enterprises out there that are struggling right now. And this temporary measure is going to continue and be applied retroactively each month as we see how the claims experience continues to track, and we'll continue to do so as long as we sort of deem necessary. So, you know, we think this is fantastic for the SMEs that are struggling to keep benefits in place for their employees. Many have laid off employees, but have kept benefits in place for them. So this will help them with that bill.
Fantastic peace of mind to know that through this, you're still have that security and coverage. Well done.
Mm-hmm. I understand that you've also, there's waiving a period of short-term disability options and helping firms continue to give benefits. But and of course, we want people to understand, like, you know, if you have a small business and you're not part of this plan, you know, whatever you're using, you know, may not provide this kind of coverage.
Yeah, it's, you know, the plan is really built for small businesses. So, you know, we were kind of the first one in the marketplace to add virtual healthcare through Teladoc back in September. There's a business assistance service that provides HR, legal, and accounting, and a full suite of HR resources, which, of course, businesses have been using substantially in the last couple of months, trying to figure out what their options are and their requirements. The current legislation, which still has yet to be amended, is that if you laid somebody off for 13 weeks, it's a constructive dismissal if they don't have benefits during that period. So a lot of firms had to figure out, you know, how to get around that so that, you know, they don't have any legal issues if the province and the feds don't amend the legislation around how long you can have somebody laid off. Because let's face it, there's going to be some industries where maybe they will be laid off that long before they can bring them back.
Well, that's the thing. There's a lot of businesses work on 60 and 90 day,
invoicing.
And they're not going to feel this for 60 or 90 days to the full impact. You know, again, it keeps getting back to there's not going to be an end date, and there's not going to be a pure start date. The ripple effect is going to continue well into the fall for so many from so many angles, and this is just another one. So,
yeah, and we've added some additional flexibility to allow firms to suspend benefits or reduce benefits in certain cases. Added a lot of flexibility to waiting periods and certain things to sort of help them get through this period. And yet, you know, it may not sound like a lot, but the insurance world is a very rigorous world. There's a lot of rules that you have to follow and regulations. So these exceptions are really quite a ways out of the norm.
Well, you know, Brett, when you first talked to us about Teladoc, you know, it sounded like, okay, that's kind of a cool little twist to it all. You know, people have been able to, you know, they've got their heads around something like Tele Ontario. But, wow, amazing to think about this benefit now with the Chambers plan, that you have an ability to have a consultation with your doctor. Aside from COVID-19, most people don't want to go to their doctors for anything. So imagine being able to have a teleconference. It really is one of the great benefits. Again, as long I can tell you, the travel benefits are amazing. But in this time, having access to a doctor remotely is really something special.
Yeah, and you mentioned the travel. I mean, one of the things, too, is that we did not put restrictions on the travel through this period. So, you know, we insure a lot of truckers, for example, that are going back and forth across the border, and they still needed to have out-of-country coverage fully in place. So, you know, there's a lot of things sort of been going on. We put in a new microsite with resources for people to use, covid19.chamberplan.ca. In there, there's webinars, how to work with remote staff, how for remote staff to work at home. So there's things for the employees, the employers, a lot of mental health questions coming up because of the stress level that people are going through right now. So I encourage people to go to that resource. There's a ton of stuff in there. Every day I go in and there's a bunch of new things they've added, and I think it's fantastic.
You know, and on a daily basis, we encourage you know, people to go to chamberplan.ca and click on the get a free quote. And again, hopefully through this, there's some small business guys out there that will do that today, because, you know, as we keep saying, it's doable for small businesses. And it's so full. The Chambers plan, all aspects you're looked after. It's fantastic.
And if I may also add, Fred, for people who don't know the history of the Humble and Fred Tanner Financial Association, we were actually clients of the Chamber Plan before the Chamber Plan were clients of the Humble and Fred Show. So that'll tell you, we believe in it. We endorse it. Before we let you go, though, Brett, great information today. And once again, that website for information is covid19.chamberplan.ca.